You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Break!
What's going on, y'all? Thank you for tuning in to The Break, brought to you by the Black Is Network. My name is Chris, one half of the brothers Layman, member of the Black Is crew. So we continue with a part two of our discussion around the subject of rape. Part one got heavy. It just gets even heavier. It's a heavy subject. So hope you guys enjoy. In discussion, you had KC, Tash, Alicia, Shelby, Merc 80, E Color from the Hip Hop Digest show, and myself. In this part of this conversation, we get into appropriate interaction, decency, responsibility, and Hype Williams, just to name a little bit of it. Gets heavy, man. Things start to get a little testy on both sides of the conversation. You know, it's a tough one, so we appreciate y'all tuning in. Let us know what you think. Email kc@blackisonline.com. Voicemail 323-455-4219. You can leave a message on the show page at blackisonline.com. Facebook, Black Is Magazine. Twitter, at Black Is Online. Hope you guys enjoy the conversation. Let's get into it. This has brought us so much stuff, and I thought since we've been talking about it, one question is, like you said, women have a voice now. Women have power now. They can basically, in a sense, hold any role they want to, maybe president. You know, doors are getting shattered. You know, they can make getting equal pay, all that. How do you want men to respond and change? Because we've said on this podcast that women have evolved. Like, I'm like, and I've said, I've went extremes. I've gone extremes to, like, because, like we said on here, you know, these gray areas and women being afraid to say no. Just like Nate Parker said, you know, I was taught no meaning to no. And we like, well, okay, most of us are taught, that's all we're taught. That's meant. No means no. There's no, let's discuss the gray areas. You know, let's, you know, not only, let's discuss that, you know what? If she seemed real drunk as fuck, maybe you don't want to have sex with her. We're not telling our sons that. Yeah. We're not having a discussion with our kids about any of that. We say no means no. That's it. And at this day and age, that's not enough. It's expanded a lot more. Do you want men to now be, I don't know how to term to use it, but not carry that alpha male, or even specifically take away the male privilege we have, and now you holler at us. We don't buy you drinks anymore. Oh. No, like, because all this now, if I talk to you on the street, that's a problem. That, right now, I cannot holler at a woman on the street without it coming off like I'm approaching her when I shouldn't be. No, like, I mean, women feel like if you, they've had a conversation, if you say, hey, what's up, and she kind of, in a way, says, like, no, thank you, basically, you have to stop. So, which is, you know, okay, yes, but is there a thing in life where now if somebody tells you no, you just be like, all right, fuck it. So all these quote-unquote, you know, you know what, I really like this girl, but she said no. Okay.
Well.
And that's all that you want us to, you do all the stuff that men do that in a sense put you in this position of fear outside of the physical, because I know a lot of the fear is physically based. Are you okay with now taking on that mantle? Because if I'm approaching you and you're scared, and I literally do not want women to feel scared. Okay, what do you want to do? Do you want to holler at us now? Do I tell my son, let the girls holler at you? Don't come to them. I mean, you know what? You say what's up, and if they like no, you step. And she says, even if you like the girl, no. Don't buy her no drink because you don't know. Is one drink too much for her? I don't know. So let me not buy you any damn drink, okay? You buy your own drink. Yeah, I mean, because I want you to be safe, and I don't want to be accused of rape. So let me lessen that as much as possible.
You're like, or I'm not buying you no drinks. Seriously,
that's not the answer. No, no. Okay, if you want rape, do you want no? No, the question, no. My only question is, do you want it to just diminish, or do you want it to go away? Well, if you want it to go away, you have to have extreme measures for it to seriously go away. Because, like he said, in the community, if we bring it in this rape culture,
I don't think that. Well, that
and specifically with the black community, you have to go into the church. Because men are giving it.
I don't think those two things connect. Okay. Because Okay, so here's the thing. Is that you're blanketing together inappropriate interaction with all interaction. So yesterday, I was at the Beverly Center, and my friend was walking down the escalator, and she had on a romper that tied in the center. And somebody said to her, "That one. I want that one. I just want to rip that off." That shit is not okay. That does not make me feel comfortable. It didn't make her feel comfortable. That's the shit that's not okay. If somebody walks up to me and starts talking to me, I don't feel scared by that. This situation on the escalator was very, and I said to him, I was like, you almost gave her, you were in the, I was like, it was almost a compliment. That was not a compliment. I said that to him. That's me taking responsibility of trying to change the situation, right? Communicate to him, yo, that is not, I don't even know what Tash said. Communicating, that's not a compliment. That's not how you approach somebody, right? He needed to know. She got pissed and walked off. Now, even though she had the right to be angry and she doesn't owe him her time, by storming off, she has an attitude. He didn't understand, he may or may not have processed that I was close to a compliment, but it wasn't okay. He may not have still gotten it. That is not the same thing as someone approaching me with respect, treating me like I'm a human being. Just the fact that he said that one, I don't think that you should take it so extreme to where men shouldn't approach women at all. Like, that's just so extreme.
Can I jump in? There's so much information, and I'm speaking specifically as a woman of a young black boy, a mother of a young black boy. There's so much information in regards to male-female interactions right now as it relates to dating and romance where women are saying, black women are saying, I don't want a man to speak to me at all. I don't need your compliment. I don't need your acknowledgement. I don't need you to tell me that I look good today. I didn't get dressed up for you. Like, that sort of attitude.
I'm not that
Why
person.
Why would a man approach you at
listen.
If that's the response.
I don't know.
It is way more prevalent than I would like it to be. It bothers me that I see so many black women speaking from that perspective.
I don't know that. I'm just being honest. I don't know that. Because I have no problem with the compliment.
There is a neurosis that is going around with black people. I'm telling you this. That dudes are hollering at women real foul, and at the same time there is this constant recoil to when I have approached a girl, another black girl, I'm like, hey, excuse me, how are you doing? You know, it's just a driving off because there probably were 15 other dudes that said some shit that put her in a bad mood to where when I approach now, I'm another one of those dudes. Whereas I have never heard, well, rarely have I heard this be a cultural issue or a discussion outside of black people. I've rarely ever hear it. This is something that I hear, that dudes catcall, like that's what we do in the hood. If we come up, hey, getting your phone number at the mall, like we made sport out of that, of getting a girl's number. Whereas everybody else, however they meet you at a party or I met her here or whatever. No, we going out and we getting numbers. We hollering at girls. That's what we do. And so when I come to approach you, are you going to be afraid of me because I'm another black dude? But the thing is that I had to look at it as, or just dismissive of me in general, and I had to look at it as like, yo, you know when they're dismissing you without prejudice. They're dismissing you without they're just like, no. There's no, I'm not, no, get away. And it's like, oh, okay, you got a problem. You know, you're not, you can't welcome probably anybody right now because you're that dismissive right now when I am saying, hello, how are you? Like, you coming at me like that. And we know people that have done that, like you said. But that's like, that's something that after a while, you can't, it doesn't normalize us. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't normalize us. It doesn't allow us to just have a conversation with each other or come up and just get a person's number. And I just found that happen over and over and over again that we get concerned about.
That we make sport out of getting numbers.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah. And so that's the thing is we make sport out of it, but we also.
No, I don't think that's a black thing at all.
No, there were some white boys that was doing that back in school and got in trouble for
doing
something
like that. They may not be talking to us about it, but.
They do it. Latino. Okay.
That's
really?
I think that's how people meet each other.
That's part of being young and going out and trying to meet folks and trying to see. I don't know any kids that do that now.
But I mean the whole
they don't have to because they put it on the internet. You still gotta get the number to send a dick pic.
Yeah, but what they're doing over the internet is sending dick pics. That is the new culture. That is what it is. Like from the jump of not only approaching or sending dick pics or just being like, hey,
so you really think the Latino boys are not sitting around doing the same thing, or Asian boys aren't doing the same thing? You honestly think that
Black lives matter, man?
Wait,
but you,
I don't hear about it.
Not to be racist, but we know Latino.
I don't hear about it because we're talking about it in the context of us.
Right, but
we're talking about it in the context of us.
I just want to be clear, though. Are you saying that now the sport of going out and getting phone numbers has now been replaced with let me get to know you on your Twitter or Snapchat and let me send you a dick pic?
Yes.
Wow.
So that's
yes,
where
it is automatic.
That's where the
yo, we getting the fucking. Are you trying to fuck or not?
But
oh, you trying to Netflix and chill or not?
That's
it is automatic. Yo, we
no
fucking
one,
or not?
What,
so that's where the culture has gone. But for our generation,
right, many young kids.
Right, people our age should not be going through this experience.
People our age are definitely like, that is absolutely true. I'm not saying that that's not true. The only thing I think we disagree with is that the sport of getting numbers is not a black thing.
But I just
want to go back to that. I've never seen a black woman be dismissive of a Latino dude. I've never seen him be completely dismissive of a Latino dude.
Listen, it happens. I mean, women are dismissive of men, period.
Yes.
Look, I ain't asking if they said in dick pics because I don't care.
A black woman be as dismissive to a man of another race as they have been dismissive toward me. And that is what he's talking about. That's part of what he's talking about. How are we going to change rape culture if you think already look at me as a problem?
Do you think it's like...
Yeah, people's experiences are there. It's the truth.
But him saying he's never seen a black woman approach or react to another race—that's a very specific point of view on his point of view. But let's get back to the original question. First of all, the premise of asking women what should we do is like a little troublesome to begin with. But like, really take a step back and like. Well, I can answer one way. That doesn't mean that other women are going to agree or think that it's the right way that they want to be treated. But I think that you can err on the side of, like, being respectful, pretending, like, how you would want someone to approach your sister is probably a good fallback. I just think it's, like, it's hard. Like, I don't know how to teach someone, I guess. Like, there's a way I would maybe like to be approached, then maybe Shelby would like a different way. Or some women do like, hey, what's up? They can think about what they know to be true and decent, and I don't think that's that much of a stretch. And if you don't know what's decent, and if you don't, then you deal with the repercussions.
That's a practical application. Like,
then deal with the repercussions. That's kind of how I
feel.
So I would say,
I'm not a woman. I don't know.
You don't know how you would like someone to approach, like,
no,
your daughter,
I'm asking
when
as,
she's older.
No,
like,
look, no, I'm look, but you're, fair, but you're asking me, you're asking, you're asking me the question now. You're asking me the question now, like,
yeah,
I need,
now,
like,
because right
no, because I mean, I'm so I can tell, like, because I need to pass it down. Like, when do I need to know this shit? And you can't say, well, when do I, like, when did I need to know this?
Like, you probably do treat people decently. Well, I need women to know, the question with me, not having a problem asking.
Decency is observed. And it's observed early. So I know a lot of people who struggle, a lot of moms who struggle with the way their children's fathers talk to them. Like, decency and the way you treat someone starts with the way you watch your parents interact, the way you watch your grandma, the way all of that has everything to do with what you even define as decent. And so that's why it's kind of difficult for you to say, well, tell me when and how and it, like,
well, that's the whole thing. What we get frustrated as guys and women are like, how come you don't know? I'm like, well, how would I know? You're like, well, just watch. Okay, so what if I have questions? This is on some, like, religious shit. Don't ask questions.
Well, why? No.
Because it would say your sister. Okay, I don't have a sister.
I'm not saying you can't answer. I want to know,
I'm asking women the question. It's not because I don't know. It's like, look, you're the woman. I'm not a woman.
But things have changed, though, in terms of dating. So somebody's, what any of us might have witnessed as being appropriate, decent behavior for when our parents got together may or may not apply now. I think about my own parents. My father is, my stepfather, he's a very forward man. His relationship with my mother, I mean, he's romantic, but their relationship was cultivated in a church setting. Like, I can break that down, but will it be applicable to my life, probably, to Isley's life, and what her...
I'm just talking about respect.
Right, but here's the thing. No, it's not that. But in the course of a relationship, of a lengthy relationship, you're not going to always be on the same page with a person, even in regard to things that you would consider decent and respectful. There will be some gray area there. And if you expect the shit to be perfect 100% of the time...
No one is.
But kids aren't dumb. Like, they understand, oh, they're in a fight or they're having a conflict. You know what I mean? Like,
you guys.
And I'm not saying that you only learn from your parents, because I do think it should be taught.
Okay.
But I think it should be taught in a manner of err on the side of being respectful
and all I was saying is a lot of what we consider respectful has to do with how we grow up.
Listen,
that's all I'm saying.
And, then I would be like, okay, and that would mean what?
Go ahead. Listen. A large part of the definition of rape culture is a mentality. And the mentality ignores that women are actual human beings with thoughts and feelings and probably would like to have their own opinion on things.
Right.
So when men assume that the first thing that they can get out of a woman is just to fuck, you're not even treating them decently. Mm-hmm. That's the point, is that a lot of it has to go away with actually being a decent person and stop acting like women are just fucking things.
Sexual beings who may just only want to fuck?
Right.
Don't do that.
No. I'm just saying this.
Because that trivializes it.
It really does.
Completely discounts the simplicity and true, like, just innocence of youth. At a certain point in your life, you're not thinking about deep, complex relationships
with
other human beings. You're focused
on romance. But I'm talking about the culture now.
And all of that has to do with a physical expression. Maybe not sex. But a lot of it is wrapped up into people's learning and exploring and expressing.
If we're talking about children, yes. But I'm talking about, let's take 2 30-year-olds.
Okay.
A man could see a woman and only be interested in her for sex, and vice versa. A woman can see a man and be like, no relationship here. I'm only interested in him for sex. And so we're making it seem as if just because you might see someone.
No, you're trivializing. You really are. You really are.
No, listen, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. You as a man are treated with a certain respect, and if you want to fuck, you already know that that's what's going to either happen or it doesn't. Like, you have confidence in yourself as a person. We have largely taught women as a society, largely and very often, like, if you aren't trying to fuck me, you are worthless. You have no space in my life. I don't care about you other than, can I do that? And so when a lot of there's this large charge of dudes approaching women that way, that encourages this idea of rape culture, because you don't respect women as people.
Have we taught women this based off of...
they should have sexual agency.
There are so many, cues in society. Like, I was reading this one article that talked about how many movie billboards that don't show a woman's head, period.
But just forget show her face, body. But
just show her body.
I blame all this shit on Hype Williams.
Fuck that nigga. I was like, oh shit, he's black. No, listen.
I was not expecting that.
We have pornified culture so much that there are dudes that are like, yo, what you mean you're not trying to, yo.
Right.
No, I ain't doing no friend zone. You either fucking me or you're not. No, I'm not doing this. I'm not hanging out with you.
You can say I'm not doing a friend zone. I'm not interested in being your friend and not be like, you're either fucking me or not. That's just crass. But you can say, but the essence of it is like, you know what? I'm not interested in a friendship with you.
Sure, but you're saying, Tash, you're a decent human being. You don't understand.
Mostly.
There are dudes out there that do not have conscience. They don't give a fuck. And they have, even if they're bigger than the girl, they will do what they can. Intimidation tactic.
Like this. Yeah.
Right.
Right. So the intimidation tactic is rape culture.
Should we close the strip clubs?
I feel as if those dudes... There's probably just as many women who fit those dudes' paradigm as there are those dudes. So I feel like they kind of gravitate and find each other, but I kind of consider them few and far between.
Yeah.
Who?
The women?
The men?
The men and the women.
Oh, don't.
Nah.
Nah.
If you want, no.
So would you give me a percentage again? I'm on the percentage tonight.
No, I'm not. We're not
50% of the men.
We are not assigning numbers. We are not assigning numbers because, again, that's being very dismissive of the overall issue. Don't assign a number like, oh, so you said 30, but now you think 40. We're not even going down there.
I'm trying to get a grasp. I'm really trying to wrap my head in a way around the extent to which I'm out of touch, because maybe I just afford people. I think highly of them off the bat, and I assume that they have some decency or, you know, to be respectful towards somebody. And so I'm saying, and I know dudes who aren't, but I consider them to be in the minority of people, period.
Dog, we all know. If you really think about it, the way Tash is going to get to know a woman is very different than probably some of Tash's friends, or at least I know even some of the people that I've known, and I know a lot of different kinds of people. And I do know that when guys share a game, a lot of times we share intimidation tactics. You know what I'm saying? We can share, yo, as long as you... I've seen dudes do it, that they share that. So at that, what I'm saying is...
My circle, there's one guy like that. One.
And my thing is, if this dude is saying this, are you calling them out? Are you calling them out?
Right, guys, I'm trying to explain to you that guys are finding gray areas to make it to where they will intimidate women into doing things before they can say, I want to fuck. They haven't even gotten a chance to decide for themselves if they like the dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've seen one dude tell me, yeah, you know, what I try to do is I try to position it or ask questions where she can't say no. So, you know, how about if I do this? Is it like, it is very precise wording of how they try to do these things. And I know these guys are, you know, some of them are married now. They've changed, but I know from a young age, especially at a certain point, like, as you're saying, Hype Williams, but yeah, there was a point where when it started coming into, well, women want sex as much as men do,
right.
What that started turning into was, if I just hit her with the dick, then she might want to fuck because I know she's as lustful as I am, and I just want to fuck. But I know you're objectifying her differently than she is with you. Women don't look at men really the same. And the way that men look at women.
But so much of the conversation.
We look at those titties, look at that ass. Boom, I'm trying to get this number. That's all I'm focused on.
But so much of the conversation, because I mentioned Hype Williams, not really even in jest, truthfully. I feel like so much of the music videos from the late 90s set this precedent. To me, that's when the stripper image became glorified. Idea of women having control over their sex, and I'm just as sexual as a man, and I want to be able to fuck who I want without any level of repercussion, became very much heightened. And I remember befriending a young woman who was younger than me who told me she watched those videos when she was in middle school and I was in college, and how that pretty much turned her mind on to the fact that men really only want women for sex, and it didn't matter how accomplished she was, all of her worth was in the size of her ass. She was just one example, but it ended up being so many other women that operated from that mindset based off of those visuals. That's why I said what I said about him. And so why
you don't think that happened before Hype Williams? You don't think that happened
for my generation? For my generation, mm-hmm. I would say he has probably the largest, one of the largest influences as far as creating a visual that told that storyline towards the end of the 90s, and it was repetitive. Almost every single music video he had beautiful black women and brown women, shined up boobs, ass, and you know, bikinis, just very, and millions of them with like three dudes.
And you and I have discussed this before, and I'm not going to change my stance, just like you're not going to change yours,
but right?
Nobody made those women be in that
of video. Course. And that's hold on. This is the point that I'm getting to. That conversation, that moment,
I can tell you from exact
that moment situation. Started the conversation, because I would have this conversation with brethren all the time, and they will always say, well, it's not like we held guns to the women's heads. They want to be in the video. This is what they want to do. They want to be shiny. They want to be in these outfits. So we giving them the stage to do it. It's all good. They getting paid. So I shut the fuck up and just was like, you know what? It's, these women are a different type of woman than I am. I stand in no place to judge them. It is what it is. They being grown. They being responsible. They getting their bread. It is what it is. Now here we are at this point where that same woman who has control of her shit and doesn't mind being in these circumstances, according to all these men and all the other women around her, will find herself in a circumstance with a man where some shit can possibly go down, and now she's no longer responsible?
That's not true. No, nobody. I'm not saying that.
Okay, help me figure that out. Because to me, if you're talking about where everybody's response, here's what I don't, this is where it gets blurry for me. If women are in control of their sexual situations and can make decisions to do what they want, with whom they want, when they want, at what point do you lose that responsibility? You can't go from being a responsible adult to being a damsel in distress.
Right.
So at what point do you stop being responsible for your own shit? And that's what brought me right back to the beginning of this conversation when I said the definition of rape has changed. If two responsible grown people have a vibe and the vibe is romantic and they start drinking and they have drunk sex and one person wakes up the next morning and doesn't kind of remember what happened and screams rape, why are they holding this other person to a sober standard and they weren't sober themselves? Everybody was drunk. To me, I need that to be a lot. To me, that's not fair all the way around. Like, there needs to be a very clear situation in regards to when somebody has been violated and sex has been taken from them. If we're both intoxicated, it's not fair for you to get up and point the finger and tell me I did something fucked up to you. We was both drunk.
I don't think that. Okay, so.
But he remembers everything, right?
Yeah,
he does. That's a little bit of a difference.
Well, I'm not even talking about him. I'm not even talking about him.
We're not talking about.
I'm not assuming she's saying she doesn't.
So her example is not the Nate Parker situation.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about Nate Parker, but I'm talking.
Right, just in general. And in that case, okay, so earlier I said, could that person cry rape? Yes, and by modern day definition of rape, a lot of people would take her seriously.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that after all the information comes out that that person should be convicted of rape, because that is a very gray area. And I don't know. And it would, and back to what you were saying, it depends completely on the situation. It really does. But because I don't blanket that the man is the rapist, or, you know, you blame the man or the victim, the non, like whatever. I don't blanket that because right. That's not fair. Especially when you're dealing with something like law. Like, y'all should be looking at what the situation and making a decision based on that.
Right.
But I think the bigger point is back to not forecasting whether or not someone can wake up and cry rape. I mean, I can cry rape, and we weren't drinking, we didn't kiss, we didn't touch. I can cry rape, period. Anyone can.
Right.
So you don't have, like, you know what I mean? But you know what I mean? Like, that is always something that can happen. Whether you're on a date, whether you're drinking or not, that's always something that's going to be a lot.
That's more of an option for y'all than for us.
And is that a weaponizing of the situation? If you're saying I can just utilize that when
it is a very sad truth. It is a very sad truth.
That is the weaponizing of.
Yeah.
But again.
Yeah. Men. Right. No,
can we go back to the question that started this though?
That's the part that's inconvenient for us.
Right, but can we go back to the dancing in the videos? Because I really want to go back to that idea of that being like women's responsibility as a whole, that some women are comfortable. There's women that are comfortable smuggling drugs up their vaginas for money. So there's people that are willing to do a lot of things to get paid. And just like back in the day, there was black people willing to shuck and jive on TV, but I don't put that on the whole black community that there were people willing to participate in things that end up creating, you know, negative impressions of larger groups of people. The same as I don't blame women who are willing to be in videos that are maybe potentially degrading for like the repercussions on all women per se, because it's obviously much bigger than them and they're not the ones really making those decisions as far as if it's not them saying yes, it's the next chick saying yes or the next one or the next one. So it's like there's a larger force that creates that medium, just like with black people. So I just want to like step away sort of from like this sort of like, we take the responsibility of images because some women have participated in things that aren't necessarily flattering to women in the same larger way that some women do lie about rape, and that shouldn't overshadow the women that do tell the truth. I mean, it's the same thing. There's going to be people that do things that none of us agree with, and that will always be that way. So I guess I just like want to like not necessarily like use that as something that's should be placed on the way that we view women as a whole, than maybe the people who create the videos or who, you know, like they have a lot more power.
Wait a minute, though.
What Yohansé said, though, is what made me bring that up. Mm-hmm. The fact that the generation now has completely debased their relationships and reaction. The young men today have completely taken it down to only viewing women as physical beings, not taking their mental into consideration at all. So I brought up the music videos because to me that was such a prevalent influence for a certain amount of time on all of us, not just black people, but people.
100%. I think you have to look at who creates the videos, not necessarily the women, that one woman who decided that day she needed
to.
There's a machine behind it, of course. I can get a chance to say it, I will tell you,
because I'm speaking from experience, because I was part of a video production company, and I am not about showing ass and titties all on a video. I'm about creative art, making a piece of art, because that shit lasts forever, right? So I have seen with my own eyes women trying to do things and trying to be doing more and show more, and I say, no, we're not going to do all of that, or get her this, that, the other. So it's a mix. I'm gonna break this down right quick.
No, because everybody involved has to have responsibility.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Everybody.
This is what I'm gonna break
down.
Not
what I was gonna say. Take responsibility for her actions. I'm just saying women as a whole being viewed in a certain way because these videos have been out there aren't the fault of that one woman who was like,
the problem is it's not 100% either way, but is it Are we talking 50-50
at all?
Are we talking 90-10 either way? Because everybody wants to be 90-10. Are we going to go 50-50? Because it's not 100%.
Okay.
So it's not all the women's fault, but it ain't all the man's fault.
Yeah. It's very small. That's really my point. So we don't really make these decisions.
What is like a question for black people? What do you do until this thing relinquishes control? What do you do? Or what do you do to assist in it relinquishing control. I mean, if you're like, okay, the guys need to change. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. Guys need to change. Agreed. What are you going to do to help along that change? Or are you going to be like, we ain't doing nothing? I'm like, okay, well, the likelihood of all men changing or not, because you're not doing anything to force them to change. You're just like, okay, you change so on your own.
We gotta,
right, but the mere fact that you're saying like, force you to change, I'm so over men saying force them to change. You, oh my God, you can change. You have that power. But it is not, but, no, it is not.
No, my, ain't no, no, because the thing is, straight is up, my why would anybody change from when they're in the privileged position?
It's
why would any, why would anybody change when they're, yeah, exactly, and we live it. Well, we, so why do I expect
black people? So don't, you're so the don't cure fight for racism right. Is black people.
No, 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 but no, if I'm asking you,
no,
you,
no, but we you, always then you already fight for it. Why we're at an impasse? Why shit has
no, not
changed?
I'm not saying men
are you guys are going to give up whatever little privilege they have.
There are ways to force it. I mean,
I really feel like I just feel like women are.
No, I gotta get. I gotta get to the root. I gotta get. We gotta get to the root.
Told that they have to make the change. Make the change, and I'm like,
listen. This is how deep. This is how deep it goes.
Both parties have responsibility.
Yes. Okay. But listen. This is how deep it goes. You gotta trust me on this. I understand that what you're saying, that if a girl decides to do porn, she is part of the pornification of the culture. So I understand what you're saying, but understand this. When we talk about these music videos, when we talk about porn, when we talk about the objectification of women, most of the time we are talking about it for the viewership of men. It is catered toward us. So we create the market of these same women that we are talking about raping or putting themselves in a position of objectification, because we have created that as part of our culture because sex sells. So if sex is going to sell, I am going to sell this woman. They don't talk really much about objectifying men. You don't really, even though they are at times, you see it way more as we're talking about the women that are doing it. We're not talking about men that are objectifying themselves. We're concerned about women that are doing it. Now, here's the other part of it, is that a lot of people are saying, even if this girl decides to be a video girl, that doesn't mean that you can just roll up in her trailer and fuck her and be like, yeah, well, I mean, she had that fat ass out.
Agreed.
But then what did you think I was going to do?
Agreed.
That's rape culture, is taking that, it's not separating the image of anything saying, because you look like a whore, I'm going to treat you like one. Or I don't even know who you are, but I'm going to treat you like a whore anyway, because that's what I think you probably want. I'm assuming what you want. I'm not even giving you a chance to really have any conversation. I'm just pushing this to where I want to go. That's rape culture, because yes, they chose to be there, but they also chose to be there because it's fueling directly into what men want. You know what I'm saying? We're not thinking about it any other way.
And you see where that's a whole conflicting situation for both sides, because if it's not something that you want to be a part of, then you shouldn't fucking participate.
You shouldn't participate.
But who's to say that by participating, you have, across the board, given up your rights?
Nobody is saying that, but it's also like, if I walk into a fucking coke den, I know that I'm in a situation to possibly get some secondhand high. If I don't want to be high off of coke, I don't take my black ass to a fucking coke den.
But so you're saying that by you're saying that by showing up.
Yes, because when we look at hip hop and rap culture and what the images are,
oh my God.
Music in general, drugs, and rock and roll. Hello, music culture. You can say no all you want. Music culture, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. You put yourself in a position to be around sex, drugs, and rock and roll, not saying anything should happen to you, but the chances of that shit happening to you there is greater than a lot of other environments, and you should know that when you take your grown responsible ass into that circumstance and be prepared. If you're not trying to get fucked around and messed up by some of these dudes, then you come, you work, you leave, you don't kick it.
So what does that mean? I mean, not raped, obviously.
No. I mean, no, you're not supposed to be. That's what I'm saying.
Every situation is not the first situation.
But same way that I give the side eye to, like, a black person being a complete sellout on TV, I might give the side eye to the chick basically, in my view, being the same sellout, like, kind of like, dang, that sucks that she's putting herself in that position. But at the same time, it's my right to say I don't want to be looped in and jumbled in into this one monolithic group. Just like as a black person, I don't want to be jumbled in as the sellout. And all that we're saying is men be decent and see us as individuals and not just because this one chick is in a video, that doesn't mean that you treat me a certain way.
I would agree.
And guess what? If she wants to be in the video, it's her prerogative. And yes, with that comes along certain things. Like maybe if you're a porn star, you understand the segment of the population that you kind of inhabit, it's a little bit of a different world. A lot of people aren't accepting of porn stars. They hang out with each other. I mean, that's part of the job. That's part of what comes with making that decision, and that's fine. But all we're saying is that that doesn't speak for the rest of us. Yeah, and
I don't think that's what, that's not what I meant to say. That's not the message I was trying to get across at all.
Yeah, they just should take responsibility for choosing that job, but that's where it ends. And I'm just saying I don't have to take responsibility that some women choose to conduct themselves in that way.
It just becomes an issue. But it becomes an issue
relevant to the topic. Because most of my point,
because the issue becomes that: are you getting rid of the? But are you getting rid of that job?
What we're basically saying, right? What we're basically saying is that if you wear a bathing suit in a video when you walk down the street, everyone therefore has a right to objectify you.
That's pretty much what you're saying. You guys are decent people.
Listen. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Is Break. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up, let us know what you think. You can reach us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on Twitter at Black Is Online. You can hit us up via email at kc@blackisonline.com. You can message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always check us out on our website, blackisonline.com. Thanks again.